So is it that when it says we are all controlled by the three modes, to think that I am the doer is an illusion? So the doers, for non-devotees, it is the modes that are making them do things, and they are simply an illusion thinking that they are doing it? Or are they actually making choices? See, the modes push us to act in certain ways. But we have the capacity to counter-push, to resist. And the intelligence to counter-push, the inner strength to counter-push, that is enhanced by bhakti practice. But the inherent capacity is there. And that's why we can see sometimes, say somebody is an alcoholic, and then they make a resolution, you know, because of whatever reason, that I'm going to give up alcohol. Now, most of the times people fail, but there are some occasions when people do succeed. So, philosophically speaking, Vishwanath Chakra Thakur explains in the 14th chapter of the Gita, on the three modes, in his commentary, that actually the three modes pull us in different directions. So, there is like an internal competition also between the modes. Rajas tamas cha abhibhuya sattvam bhavati bharata, rajas sattvam tamas chaiva tamas sattvam jasata. Sometimes goodness becomes prominent, sometimes passion becomes prominent, sometimes ignorance becomes prominent. So, for materialistic people, their scope of choice does not extend beyond the modes. They don't know anything transcendental, so they cannot choose anything beyond the three modes. But they can at times choose among the modes. So, like, somebody can choose ignorance, somebody can choose passion, somebody can choose goodness. So, for example, a student is studying for an exam. If that student goes and decides, I'll study on my bed, lies down on the bed, then the student is most likely to go to sleep. If the same student goes to a library and sits over there, everybody else is studying over there, that may inspire the student to study also. So, in the 11th canto, in the Uddhava Gita, there's a list of factors that are given which shape the modes that influence us. So, our sangha, our association, our diet, our normal objects of thought, our profession, like that, around 10 to 12 factors are given, which, and now none of these are spiritual factors, they are material factors. They can also be spiritualized, but just as a person who is alcoholic, if that person decides not to hang out with alcoholists, starts hanging out with sober people, the likelihood of giving alcohol becomes more. So, now we could go deeper and say that ultimately that person is choosing that also based on the modes only. It's possible, but actually we do have free will. And for example, now we have, this is from the analytical perspective, from the Vedic perspective, there are even karmakanda rituals. And karmakanda rituals means, okay, you have done this sin, now you should do this atonement to give up the sin. And Baldev Vidya Bhushan, in his Kvedanta Sutra commentary in the Govinda Bhashya, he explains that actually, there is a traditional school of thought which is called as Swabhavavad. Swabhavavad means we are simply products of our Swabhava. We cannot do anything which is opposed to what our body-mind has programmed to do. But he says this is not true because the scriptures tell us, do this and don't do this. If we were absolutely controlled creatures, then scripture would have no point in telling you do this or don't do this. Because we would not have the capacity to choose. So this is not just for bhakti scriptures, even for karmakanda scriptures, they tell don't do this, or if you have done this, atone by doing this. That means we have choices. And the extent we choose, that is the extent to which, and the way we choose, that is up to us. So normally the way we use our free will, that either expands the scope of our free will or that decreases the scope of our free will. So for example, if a person is drinking, and the person becomes an alcohol addict, and that person can't choose whether I should drink or not. That person may be able to choose, should I drink a whiskey or a brandy? So, the scope of the free will has become very reduced. So, when people are addicted, their free will becomes very reduced, but the free will itself is never taken away. Free will is there. The scope can become more and more and more reduced. Or, by proper use, the scope can become more and more expanded. And that's how there is some free will, but not entirely free will. Can we continue personally after the class? Yeah. So, thank you very much. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Shila Prabhupada ki, Gaur Bhakta Prindaki, Itai Gaur Premanande.
So it sounds like about just